on this week's Nonsensible podcast.
I think there's so much pressure at a young age.
And I was surprised. I think it was number one or number two YouTuber, creator. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's like dip your finger. Isn't that the expression?
More than 20 seconds.
Yeah. Dip your toe.
Dip your tongue in it.
Thing is, I was always a mediocre student because I was lazy.
This is Nonsensible.
This is
Nonsensible
with Sam
and Dave. We're back.
You guys are getting better. You guys are getting better.
It's only
practice makes a man
weeks.
Perfect. Yeah.
We're
yeah.
back with Lucky and Andreas. This is a show where we invite our friends, including yourself, to listen to a wide range of discussions from personal stories to taking sides on hot debates.
Wow. Whoa. He's getting better.
Hot debates.
Oh.
Cool? No. Lukewarm? No.
Hot.
Hot.
What's the hot these days to talk about?
I guess North Korea bombed the building recently.
Oh, that was scary.
Too soon, man. Too soon.
No, how is it too soon?
Too soon. Too soon,
Dave. It's never too soon. It's
news. Do you not know what a podcast is? A podcast is now, right now, current events.
There's podcasts are relevant. They're not, yeah.
You can't spell now without podcast. Is that what you're telling me?
What's your concept? What are you going for? Get your hand off my chair. Jesus. Just don't talk to me.
Hang on. What's your concept for a podcast? Don't talk to me. I'll do a podcast. You can be a guest, but don't talk to me.
I try to ridicule my guests, make them feel like garbage, and then have them leave.
Welcome to my show, but don't talk to me.
He's going for a new concept.
Like his puppy eyes right now.
It's working. It's working. What's been happening?
Geez, guys, I don't know. The past week went by so fast. It almost felt like it was 10 minutes.
The secret is out.
Yeah, I mean, unless people think we wear the same clothes every week. Then.
People, they may think it's a uniform. Yes, we are recording back to back. So I won't ask you what's been happening because it's too difficult to act, isn't it? Have you got a story?
Well, actually,
did you give us something?
I do have something to tell you guys.
Really?
Last week, actually after our last show, I went immediately to do something that I wasn't comfortable with. Mm-hmm. It was stand-up. An open mic. Yeah. So good. Actually, that's an important clarification because…
You weren't getting paid for it.
Correct. They pay you to stand up, but they don't pay you just to… spit verbal diarrhea into a mic. And that was my experience. I was very nervous. Mm-hmm.
How did it go? It was okay?
It was, you know…
Dave's lost.
Are we in some sort of alternate fucking reality?
Rick and Morty!
Are we trying to pretend this is last week, but we are… accepting that…
No, we wanted to do the continuity. We were wearing the same clothes. Yeah.
You guys are making no sense at all. This is weird.
If you realize, Andreas is just being really nice and polite and pretending like this isn't the same day that we recorded the previous one.
How did you stand up?
He's actually going to do the gig tonight.
No, right, he's actually, what he's actually
in
talking
he has
about.
To leave in like 20
so
minutes.
How did your stand-up go?
I don't know how to say it. So, you know what? It went great, guys. It went great.
And he got a record deal.
The crickets laughed, okay? Even the crickets laughed.
Because he has a new Netflix special coming out soon.
you're doing this all in Korean, right?
It's all in Korean.
How long? 15 minutes?
No. Five.
Oh, so by the time you get up and say, hi, my name's Andreas, half of the set's done.
And especially because my full name, Andreas Varsakopoulos, hell, that's the 2.5 minutes gone.
Wow. Wow.
But those 5 minutes I heard feel like a really long time if you're not experienced.
Are you allowed to say what you're going to talk about? Any guess?
I will tell you after the fact, Lucky. Because if I prepare or try to practice…
Is it about your favorite Korean food?
No.
I've actually done stand-up before. Mm-hmm. I've done open mics before.
In Korea?
In Korea, but in English.
Wow.
And it is… a very, very scary concept the first time you do it. Mm. Especially open mic because if I've read a lot of books by comedians and one of the things they say is there's a difference between doing an open mic and going to a comedy club and performing there.
Mm.
Because generally people that are going to a comedy club are prepared to laugh.
Yeah.
They're in a good mood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're expecting something funny to be said. Yeah. At an open mic, not so much.
Yeah.
I have a question with these. So the stand-up is in Korean, correct?
Correct.
That's wild to just imagine, you know, doing comedy. I mean, as well as I speak Korean, it's a little bit harder to, you know, I think it'd be harder for me to do stand-up in Korean than English. It's, but
I think Andres is a funny guy. We know him. But also, that's foreigner speaking Korean. but the idea of foreigner speaking, trying to make Koreans laugh in Korean, is funny by itself.
My question is there a limit to, is there like a curse word limit or anything? But the thing is, stand-up has, the more rowdy, the better when it comes to stand-up.
To answer your question, Dave, from because I've been following for the past few months and going to, there's like a comedy club that performs every week. Yeah. And it's Korean stand-up comedians.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been seeing some patterns. I've been trying to understand, you know, what works, what doesn't work.
Mm.
And of course, it depends on the comedian and their concept and what… I guess what they want to show the world. Some really talk about really raunchy stuff. It works. Some guys talk about really… they use really hard language and cuss a lot.
Okay.
And it works.
So there's no limit.
There's no limit. Oh, okay, it's cool. Your imagination.
Hey, it's performance. So it's not television. It's,
exactly.
It's, you don't have the restrictions. Try. But
yeah,
it's going to be…
But
what Andreas has seen is going to be different. If you've seen Koreans performing in Korean…
Mm-hmm.
You're a non-Korean performing in Korean, so all of a sudden Pandora's box is open. Yeah. So you get up there and you start swearing like a sailor.
Mm.
A lot of Koreans on that alone are going to find that funny.
Sure, but I'm trying…
That is the cheat code though of stand-up comedy.
Right, I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to…
Things not to do, okay. Yeah. Make a list.
So you're trying to be super family-friendly?
No, I'm trying to be my humor because personally I'm…
You ever heard of foreigners trying kimchi for the first time? So spicy. I'm still curious what you want to say.
Can you just give us a… Yeah,
I can't.
Give us a preview.
No,
just a
guys,
hint.
That's what I was going to tell you.
Okay, what's your concept? Can I at least know your concept?
Yeah, sure. The concept is I'm going to talk about Corona.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about life in Corona and how it's changed… how it's changed society.
Are you gonna mention, because I actually had this conversation the other day, is it certainly has changed relationships for people that are single, hasn't it? Because now that everyone's wearing a mask, you really have to get to know the person on the inside. You have to know what they're really
that
like.
That reminds me.
And you were with Sam.
No, there's no… You can't… There's that whole superficial… I'm going off someone's appearance does not exist anymore.
Somebody made a business out of it in India. One designer, he actually printed the name of a person on the mask, actually. And that's selling like really well. Like, because you're covering… Indians were never used to wearing a mask on their face. So now if you have your name written on top of it, like Lucky on in front of my mask, like it's kind of… yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So your name in India kind of… signifies some like position.
It's nothing about position. It's just like, because it's because you cover your face with the mask. You don't know
who
is behind the mask.
So
it's just like put your initials or something.
No, a better way of doing it would to put your Instagram name on it, so people can search and see what you look like.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
you're already talking about marketing.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good idea. And I know a lot of people would buy that.
I think that like if. You know, if you're trying to meet someone of the opposite sex and they've got a mask on, I mean, it's kind of… But
that's
if you have
hot
their,
for me, though.
Is, what, wearing a mask?
Yeah, dude. Nothing turns me on more than
still,
a girl in a mask.
You're living in Korea for 10 years.
Do you prefer them out of latex or leather?
The point is, like, now the world has realized we have to wear masks for a couple of years more, I guess. And they're just trying to make it more familiar, rather just like being a foreign object.
Uh-huh.
Like in India, the idea of wearing a mask never existed.
Uh-huh.
But now it's getting part of our life.
There was also an extension of that. There was, because they were talking about people that are deaf and having to lip read. So if you wear a mask, so there it was like the Deaf Society, or there was a society here in Korea and they've made clear masks.
Have you seen those?
I haven't seen people wear them. I saw the photo of them.
Man. Though. Yeah,
it
looks a little scary, honestly, because their mouth is showing. They look like Hannibal Lecter, really. Like, because their mouth…
Just this, you can just see, like, essentially this part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything else is just like a normal mask. So
but I feel
show
like,
me the picture of clear mask.
I feel like you'd fog
people
up.
People actually use City. I've never seen this before.
It's not Siri. It's a Google.
Lucky.
Google City, whatever.
No, Google is amazing.
Lucky is not, people do that?
Is lucky. He's not people.
People do this. Do you do that?
No, I'm not.
Do you do that?
Negative.
Diane?
That means no.
This is the clear mess. See? It's
that looks do you talk to your phone like that?
Okay.
Really?
Okay, I'm not, Siri, Siri is for me
is an annoyance. I press the button and Siri pops up and I'm like, I don't want to talk to you.
There is no Google PP or anything.
How do you turn it on?
But Google Voice Assistant is amazing. Just like, tell me about Sam Hamilton.
Why are people so lazy these days?
It's so
cool.
But why does it have to talk to you?
It knows more about you than yourself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Can you not just read it like a normal person?
Sam.
Hey, Sam.
From
2008 to 2012.
All right.
Hey, Siri.
This knows
New
more
Zealand
about you than yourself.
Born?
I was born in New Zealand, yeah.
What?
There you go.
That explains a lot.
That explains
This has just amazed me. In 2020, people are doing this. I thought it was cool.
Dude, I'm with you.
I thought it was cool like 10 years ago.
I'm with you.
You know what's cool still? Google Glass.
Well, yeah, what? See?
Google Glasses.
That died, didn't it? That died. Oh, that's man. What I'm saying. Some of these technology advances are great, but then just not practical. Like I don't want people to hear what I'm searching on Google.
Are you into VR?
I tried it once on a PlayStation and it gave me a migraine. So I
it makes me dizzy. They released Half-Life Alyx. You know what that is?
Have you played that?
Yeah, I want to play it on VR.
Life changing.
I heard it's really good though.
You got to play it on the Oculus. No Moimi, the seasickness thing. None of that.
Seasickness.
I don't know. VR
motion sickness.
All right. Sick. All right.
All right. Get back to the job.
But just do subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review. We love reviews. Everything positive. Positive reviews are the best.
But how do you feel about negative reviews?
There was a 1-star review that was quite negative.
Wait, what did they say?
I'll tell you about it.
Do you have fear of negative reviews?
What can you say now?
No. Oh, it was sort of something they didn't like the direction that the podcast was going.
Diane's fault.
The person that wrote it said, this is going in a completely different direction from what I think Dive Studios should be going. And reviews are reviews. We'll take them all. Tell us about it. What I'm going to ask you now, though. We talked about this the other day.
Do you want to talk about this?
No. Well, I'm not there yet.
Oh, sorry, Sam. I'm sorry. Okay. Good. Sorry.
Do you want me to go and get you a beer off tap? Or do you want a gin or something?
I actually apologize. Sorry.
Okay. Tell us about a really tough decision you've had to make.
Coming here today?
Looking you in the eyes.
Are you talking to me or him?
Both.
Coming to Dive Studios.
All right. So what's the big decision you had to make, Andreas?
Big decision?
Yeah.
The toughest decision.
Toughest decision?
Dude, this is a really…
Really?
Broad question. No, right. Do you want to…
Okay, I have one.
Go. He has one.
It's probably… It's pretty personal. Is that okay?
Yeah.
The more personal, the better, because listeners love that shit. Yeah. I mean, love that stuff.
Make sure it's very personal.
No, I'll tell you what. One thing we do here on Nonsensible is we're very honest. Uh-huh. And sometimes it can get very dark. Dave gets very dark at times and he gets very honest. Uh-huh. And one thing our listeners, they like to hear the honesty that we provide. And sometimes it can be, we talk about emotions. We talk about, you know, being depressed because that's life.
Yeah.
And that's the shit that happens. And we don't want to, you can live in a reality where you say, I have a perfect life, but that's bullshit. Mm. Because everyone has stuff that they deal with. And we like to deal with it here because it's a medium for us to be open and we can discuss these issues.
Mm. All right. So,
if you want to get deep and personal, go for it.
Now he's having second thoughts. 1 second. Am I sure?
So, I think one of the hardest decisions I had to make in recent memory is deciding to break up with my girlfriend, mm-hmm. that I really enjoyed her company, really enjoyed just her partnership. Mm-hmm. She was a fantastic partner. She was a great person. This was last year. We broke up like a year and a half ago. And it was a very difficult decision because I did it for selfish reasons. And coming to terms with that.
Selfish.
Yes. Because at the end of the day, I thought the main contributing reason that I broke up with her was because I thought that I could do better. And that is the that is something that I have to live with.
Man.
You do have to live with that. Have you done better?
I haven't been dating anybody.
Intentionally?
No, I mean I've seen other people as well, but nothing that has lasted long. But during these times, especially during, you know, Corona and all this stuff where it's hard to meet other people, I still think about her, but I miss the emotion more than I miss the person. And I think that's… I miss the emotion more than I miss the person.
You're not going back there if you're missing the emotion.
No, I can never go back.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you've made… Obviously, it's a difficult decision. But the thing for you now is you have to move beyond that.
Correct. And the topic was a difficult decision. Yeah. And that's what it is. And I'm going through that process right now. And that's what's difficult about it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Trying to get over that.
It's trying to stay… To understand that these thoughts that I have, that sometimes your brain works against you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the images that you have of your ex, they are not reality. It's simply your mind playing, missing the emotion, missing the sentiment.
Yeah.
As opposed to missing the person itself. Because of course, there were also other negative things about it that I didn't like and which were the catalyst for breaking up. Right? But I forget those things.
Yeah, you remember all the good times, of course.
Correct, correct.
And it's kind of like, you know, your mind playing tricks on you. It's almost looking at finding an oasis in the desert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finding an oasis in a desert.
I found one when I went to Dubai. Trust me, they are there.
Nice, dude. Nice.
What about you, Dave? Any difficult decisions?
I'm still thinking about it.
All right.
Go ahead, Sam.
Two very difficult decisions in my life. The first one was leaving Australia to live here in Korea.
Yeah.
Having to leave my mother alone by herself. I don't have any siblings. My mother's single. She's been in Australia by herself now for the past 20 years without me.
She doing well?
At the moment, she's a little under the weather just because of everything that's going on at the moment. Her health has deteriorated in the last 12 months. But… like, I got on an airplane and flew from Melbourne to Sydney, which is an hour flight, before I got on a flight from Sydney to Seoul. And I remember getting on that plane very early in the morning. I'd been out drinking the night before with friends and got on that flight and cried for like the whole flight.
Oh, no.
It was because it was just kind of like this was me moving on with my life and leaving my previous life behind. And even now, I still… have regrets, and it's kind of like I've missed out on the last 20 years of my life spending it with my mother. I go back maybe once a year if I get the chance. But, and my mother understands, we've talked about it, and she always says to me, you have to live your life. You have to do what you think's right. I'm not living my life for her.
Has she been to Korea?
She's been many times. She doesn't come as much anymore, but… And we've talked about it and she understands it, but it's still like in my cousins and I've got friends and they're like, you have to come home and be with your mother. She's getting older. And it even now it still plays on me. But now that I'm a father and I have my own family, it's even more difficult.
I bet.
You know, I want my kids to spend time with her, but I also have a career here. And that was probably the most difficult decision I ever made. Beyond that, getting married was a difficult decision.
But your kids, they get along with your mom because they don't get much time to spend with the grandma.
We're on FaceTalk, you know, once a week. And, so
the kids have the attachment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I have a question, Sam. Your relationship with your mother, after having kids versus before having kids, did it have a big difference?
Oh, huge. I think I have a lot more respect for my mother, a lot more understanding for my mother. Now that I've got kids and I want to spend more time with her. Before I had children, before I was married, I really didn't want to spend much time with my mom. It'd be like birthdays and Christmas, you know, special occasions. But now it's like, if I could go home tomorrow and spend 4 weeks at home, I'd be happy just spending 4 weeks at home and doing nothing.
Why when you were without the kids, Why is it that you didn't want to spend time with your parents, you think?
Or with your mother? I was too busy getting drunk.
Mm. Oh, that's very,
like I was I was just living the life of a, you know, a kid in his 20s and adult, sorry, young adult in his early 20s and 30s, and I had other priorities in life.
What was your favorite drink back then?
Beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
Beer.
What about Foster's?
Nah.
What about you, Andreas? Did you like to spend time with your parents, or like how you cope up with it?
I think I'm the same as Sam. Like I'm in that stage where meeting your parents, because I'm single too, and I want to travel, and I want to travel alone. But my parents, they want to travel yeah, together, yeah, right? Yeah. And for me, that seems like a burden as opposed to an opportunity.
Well, so you're independent. You're financially independent. You're also single. So if you're traveling, you want the opportunity to meet people. Mm-hmm. If you're traveling with your parents, you're generally sightseeing with your parents all day, and you're not going to go out at night and be able to have a beer or, right, or something. Yeah. But you're not meeting people.
But then I have those same thoughts that, man, you know, you have those realizations. They're not going to be around. They're not going to be around forever. And you know, they're not going to be as mobile, as active as they are now. So
it's about finding balance.
Yeah.
In life, I think.
Yeah.
You know, everything's about balance.
A big decision.
Yeah. Still thinking?
I think I got one. So I used to work at this office.
You had an office job.
It was not really an office job. It was a place that I worked. It was kind of like a normal corporate office. And I used to do some, like, I guess, computer work. Because, mm-hmm, you know, I'm good with computers and stuff. And I always had this weird feeling that, I don't know, there's not everybody was in the same wavelength as me. I felt a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And that people were kind of treating me differently. So, one day, these guys in these suits came and came looking for me, but I didn't know who they were. It was kind of scary, so I had to go out the window and and then somebody came into my house and asked me to choose between these two pills, and it was a red pill. Fuck you guys! I don't have a story.
You think we haven't seen that movie?
You guys were.
I picked
so
up
into
the phone
too.
And they told me.
The Nokia phone.
There's nothing I can
you
think
got
of.
Me, like, I, at first, I'm like, no, all of a sudden, these two guys in suits turned up. Like, oh, here we go.
Something I'm sorry, guys. I don't have a
Mr.
Big,
Anderson.
I don't have it.
You've never had a tough decision.
Neo.
Of course, I've had decisions that I've had to make, obviously, but I've never had a life change. There's nothing worth talking about. I mean, give me one. I mean,
pepperoni or mushroom? Ah, oh, this is killing me.
This is such a difficult question.
I mean, like, if it
dude,
depends,
we're talking
like,
about, of course, coming to Korea, like, was such a big decision.
No, but
for
I mean,
me,
it different. It, this is
was a, it that hard, really, guys?
I was gonna talk about one of my ex girlfriends that I think she was a great person, loved, and we had to break
I mean,
up.
This
but it
podcast is
a big decision for me.
So undifferent than the name, you know. It's it's like so serious right now.
I want to talk about this. It's so. Because it differs from, it's a personal opinion. So everyone has, what's a difficult decision is different for everyone.
It depends, if you're making a decision on your life
do you wipe front to back or back to front? Yeah. That could be a tough decision.
Ordering your food on Pedal Payment is a difficult decision. You have to go through all those pictures and menu, you know, it's
depends. That's a pretty big,
it's very difficult, right?
Decision.
And you waste 2 hours on it.
Yeah.
And you starve.
I've debated that shit for a long time.
I think also how you deal with those difficult decisions. Because I think I'm starting to learn, the more I know Lucky, the more I'm learning that he deals with problems in a very positive way. Like he always…
I thought you were just going to say he just doesn't think.
Tries to like… to if there's an emotion, negative emotion, like he's always the first to kind of… to try to switch that as quick as possible… to make it like positive, to make it. Whereas I am not as flexible. If there's a like a sadness or like a heavy emotion, I like to absorb it, and I enjoy the process of going up and down, and down. Because I can't really stay up that high, you know, stay in that.
Everybody's different, and like India, we say like all five fingers not alike, but you still need all of them, right? Mm. So it's
That's actually a pretty good saying.
That's a good saying.
I mean, like, what you think is also very important, and what I think is important to make the balance of life. So
What about the decision for you to… you've changed companies here before in your… work career? Was that a difficult decision for you?
Not really, to change? I just needed to leave my company. Yeah, it wasn't difficult for me. I just wanted.
Was it FedEx or what, like Staples?
I guess adopting my dog was pretty difficult. Getting my dog was difficult, I guess, because I had three cats. But you guys, I got nothing for you.
No, hey, your decisions…
Okay, how about this? Was there ever a moment while you were running your YouTube channel, there was a moment that some maybe like a sponsor or some kind of new content you had to create that really went against your soul, your existence?
All the time, and I still do them.
I like the bunnies.
Everything, dude. Every single ad I've ever made.
That's one star.
It's against every fabric and fiber in my body, but I don't care.
There's not one in particular that… You're like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I remember we did that Reese's Pieces one.
But
that was fun.
We had fun. The company made us take it down.
Yeah.
Because we mocked Trump.
I did.
You did a commercial for Reese's Pieces?
Yeah,
for
I was dressed as Trump.
And we shit on Trump.
That's so funny.
And they had to take that part out, didn't they? Or they took the whole thing out?
They said we have to take it out and re-upload it. But it was like 2 weeks later. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Not 2 weeks later. Maybe the same day or something. You can't…
Yeah.
Because then they get another… That's an extra. I'm like, you have to pay again then.
Now I'm trying to picture Sam as Trump.
It was awesome.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. People thought it was really funny too. Yeah. And they made us take
Reese's
it down.
Reese's Pieces. I love that.
They made us take it down. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're trying not to be controversial. Because it's, political. But geez. Think about it before you give the
approval.
It was
totally bigly… The worst.
They approved it.
The worst.
Yeah, they approved it and then they asked to take it down. Okay, we do have time issues at hand, so let's push through and let's talk about…
We're
coming up to that time of year where a lot of people are going back to school.
Mm.
So I thought we'd touch on the topic of school and education, higher education. Obviously, it's an important part of people's lives.
Yes.
And it's one of the more difficult decisions you have to make. What have your experiences been as students? I know in Andreas's instance, as an educator as well, things that you would wish you could change about schools or experiences that have helped you become the person you are?
I would say single-handedly the best change any education system all around the world could make would be to stop forcing students to go immediately to college after high school.
I couldn't agree more.
I really think… I mean, because… Just give them like 2 years. And not just 1 year. You don't have enough time. Mm. 2 years. And then afterward. Because I wish like right now… I know more about what it is I want to know deep information about. And if I went back to school… I would probably kill it. And be much more interested. Much more excited.
It's a great idea. But it's just like the pressure of society of… setting your age and your job at a certain time. I totally agree. Like there should be a gap after high school and college. I was very fortunate that way. I finished high school and I came to Korea in 96. Spent 2 years here and then went back to India to do my college actually.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was already when I came here, I was 19. And I met so many people from different parts of the world in my language school here. And I totally agree with what you say. I still tell to my friends, my cousins in India like don't put too much of pressure on yourself just because you're growing old every day.
So, you do have the option of taking a gap year or not going straight to university. I'm going to take that issue and bring it back a bit.
Okay.
I'm not sure how it works in the States, but in Australia, in your final 2 years of high school is when you have to choose the subjects that you're going to study. So as a 16-year-old, you choose what you're doing in your final 2 years of high school, what studies… And then that will
determine
what prerequisites you've done to get into
university.
Same
in India. Yeah.
So as a 16-year-old, essentially, you're choosing what you're going to do as a career path.
Yeah.
At 16.
Are you picking science or… Well, yeah. It depends.
Are you going in a science direction? Do you want to do medicine? Or are you going in a business direction? Or are
you're
going in
commerce and economics, yeah.
As a 16-year-old, that is probably one of the most stressful decisions you have to make. Because unlike here in Korea… where you can go to a university and you can get a degree in anything, and then you can go and get a job in a completely different career path. In Australia, if you've done a business degree, 95% of the time, you're going to be working in a career in business.
A bachelor's in marketing.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a bachelor's degree in science, you're not going to get into marketing, are you?
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's a little bit different. So I think there's so much pressure at a young age to focus on a career, which is essentially for life. If you're getting into medicine.
16 years old.
Yeah, you're making that decision.
Do you remember your thought at 16 years old?
In Australia, you cannot legally drive. You cannot legally drink.
How to propose to my girlfriend?
You can't.
Exactly. I mean, girls were on my mind at 16.
Yeah, at 16, like, because we didn't have any messengers or like handphones then. That was the biggest.
They had smoke signals, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Carrier pigeons. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry.
But it's you can't do anything legal at 16, but you can make it. Choice. It's essentially you're making a career choice at 16.
It's I think it's changing now. You know, me and Andres, we do a show together, and there's always this top five jobs that this generation want to do. And I was surprised. I think it was number one or number two jobs. YouTuber. Creator. Yeah. And I was like, when I was like, even now, you know, like to do something like YouTube is like very uncertain. You don't know what you're going to do or how you're going to earn. But for a teenager, it's the number one career choice. So,
this is fun.
What do you say, Dave?
It's because it's fun. That's why.
But I also think if you look at it another way, one of the things I think students need to focus on, or schools need to focus on, what being a YouTuber allows you to do, if you're learning how to actually create content, film content, and edit content, what you're doing is developing a trade.
Yeah.
If you can edit. And edit at a high quality, you can take that and take it in the film and television industry and become an editor.
But that's changing though, Sam, because now the television is going towards the other direction.
So they use the term creator, which is like, you know, like being on a platform where you can express yourself. And I was a little surprised.
You're right, buddy?
Oh yeah, I'm just listening. Hmm. I'll talk if you want.
Not really.
All right, then I'll shut up if you want. All right, when I was a kid, I wasn't the best student. But I was always, when I had interest in something, I was always really good at it. When I was always the best at whatever video game I played. If I wanted to write something, like write a book or something, I was good at that. I can draw pretty well. I can edit. I learned self-taught how to edit. I speak Korean well, and I never went to school. Thing is, I was always a mediocre student because I was lazy. I just didn't want to work. I didn't want to do my homework. No motivation. But it would drive my teachers crazy because I would always nail tests and shit like that. I would sleep. And I remember I was always a mediocre student until 10th grade. There was this girl. It was my first crush. I told Sam about it. She was a girlfriend. My first girlfriend. She was all AP classes. You guys know what AP classes are? Advanced placement.
Nope.
It's college classes in high school.
Yeah.
You know AP classes. So that didn't even ever cross my mind. But this girl, she was in all AP classes. I felt like a bum because she was so smart. So the summer from 10th grade to my junior year, I worked my ass off. Suddenly,
to impress her.
Three AP classes from a kid who was in like, I was in like.
Shapes and colors.
Under level math. Like it was stupid.
Oh, you were below your level.
I was below my level. And then I was AP language. I had AP psych. I had AP microeconomics. And I was a student. Like people were like.
It's so bizarre. You know, like Sam said. Like Sam said, like in Australia, like you choose your subjects in your junior college. In what college you're going to go. I actually changed my stream of subjects just because I was in love with a girl as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what happened, Dave?
But he like almost changed his life.
Yeah, I know.
What happened to her then?
Well, we broke up and I stopped caring about school as much. Believe it or not, after we broke up. Stopped caring about school. But
so
I also,
she was your motivator to…
Yeah, to do well. But it was already senior year, so I hadn't done enough to be decent. So I actually got accepted into colleges and stuff. And then I came to Korea summer after high school and I just never went back to school.
You came here straight after high school?
Yeah, right after.
So you didn't go to college at all?
I didn't even attempt. But I got accepted into all these decent schools. My parents were so proud of me. boom, came to Korea, never went back.
and that's why your relationship with your father is not what it used to be.
No, I mean, but what I'm saying is, if you're motivated enough, anybody can do well in school. In my kid, I was literally like a hardly passed. I had to go to summer school 8th and 9th grade because I failed too many classes because I played video games all day and didn't care.
But I think, like, for me, this is one of the issues of education is it's not practical enough. Like, why aren't we teaching kids how to pay bills? Like, a lot of the stuff I learned in high school, how to pay taxes. I'm not using what I learned in school in everyday life.
And that's why Finland has the best education. And we had a debate about this in some show, like, where Korean students have the highest suicide rate in the world because there's so much of stress in the school about you have to be good and excel in everything. Mm. And the whole grading system, it's very, very stressful. So,
it's all ranking.
It's all ranking.
It's so true, man. Like, what paperwork you need to get a loan? Mm. What are the payment options if you want to, you know, take out a mortgage?
Teach us about mortgages, interest rates.
Yeah.
You know,
but then again, when we were younger, I think they did try to do that, but we were just, we don't need that. Nah.
Seriously though, honestly, Sam, even if they taught us that, I don't think it'd be the same thing anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
it's not practical. It's not practical at the moment.
Even if only 30% of the kids actually get it, that's 30% more than what I've got it now.
I don't know.
I wish they told me
like English literature. English literature. I'm like, I know how to read a book.
Honestly,
English literature did nothing for me.
It did shit for me. I read some really cool books like Poisonwood Bible. Do you guys ever read that book?
Never heard of it.
Oh,
who's the author?
I don't know. I got into Kurt Vonnegut because of my AP Lang.
I wasn't a fan. Well,
anyways, I got into cool some
like history. I barely use history,
dude. Just because maybe
no, but what I'm saying is
I liked it.
No, I didn't dislike it, but I'm also saying as you become an adult, you can go and read up about history. There's certain things that you can read up about in your own personal time. You don't need to go to school to learn about it. The only reason they're teaching it to you is because, you know, you've got an exam coming out and it's going to be about based on history that you've learned so that you can get into university.
Ultimately,
there's no practicality to it.
Ultimately, I think it's not the end of the world, no matter what happens. However, it's better to, you know, I remember when I was younger, my dad would tell me this. He says, I never regretted studying too hard.
Yep.
You know, because in that moment, when you're a kid, of course, you won't have as many options as we have now to do whatever you want. So your options are limited and it's limited to school. So you might as well just do that.
My biggest regret is if I could go back in time, I probably wouldn't go to university.
Mm.
I'd go and get a trade.
Pretty much what I did.
Well, like for example, a carpenter, a plumber, or even something, if it was like, you know, a director of photography or something in the film and television industry, something that is a practical job.
Disposable razor.
You can still do it, dude. I need plumbing done in my house if you like.
No, but I'm saying, but these
are like, but like windows open.
having a skill set like that as opposed to having a degree will only get you so far. But if you have a skill set, you can use it anywhere around the world.
Physical, yeah.
But you're talking about destroying the establishment that makes society's already
Dave,
set up.
I agree with you. We should think it like this. Sam. Like, it's not destroying the establishment.
But here's the thing. Hang on. Sorry. But here's the thing. If you graduate from university, a lot of the times, what you've learned at university, you're not transferring it straight to your first job. You're going into the job and getting on-the-job training again.
Well,
so what's the point? The point? Well, all they're looking at is, can you apply yourself to a job? They're looking at your results. That's all they want.
I don't think it's. I don't care. I don't think the system's that bad, though. Honestly,
I think you have.
It could be worse.
Listen to your inner call on this. Like what suits me? Rather than like, okay, going to school or college is really a bad thing, I guess. Like some people need that discipline to probably do things in what they are doing good. You know, just like you need to find a balance in that.
I see both sides.
I think at the age of 16, 17, 18, those decisions are too stressful to be making.
What would be a good way of counseling at that age? Like, okay, like how do you decide? Like,
I think the onus should be on universities. And I think instead of looking purely at results, a lot of what they should be looking at should be interpersonal skills and interviews. you know, why are you looking exclusively at results? I don't think that that helps.
But Sam, there's not results, man. It's all profits. You know, it's
oh, yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying. There needs to be more onus put on universities.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree.
The universities are the ones making all the money. The universities are the ones setting themselves up. Look at America. They have these athletes that are making so much money for these schools, but the athletes can't take
it. Or maybe there should be an option for the parents and the students. All the schools shouldn't be stereotypes. Like, there should be a different schools. Like, and kids or parents should have a choice of picking what kind of education you want. Why I'm telling you this, in Delhi, this was a very big debate, like whether the present education system we have is right or wrong on the mental health of the kids. And some parents, they said, like, I don't want my kid to just go every morning to school carrying a huge bag. Can we have an open school? So there is a school in Delhi where you don't have big buildings, like one class you can take under the tree. If the kids, they want to just sit under a shadow and learn something else, it's at that moment, if a kid wants to do something and you're just keeping under a room made of a cement wall and just saying, okay, we're going to learn 30 minutes of this right now.
Like a
might
engine.
Not be. So, you know, there is a choice and maybe that's also an option.
You guys are all clowns. You guys are all clowns. Because you're saying all this. We're saying this as people who have been away from school for this many years. Dude, kids don't give a shit about anything. All they care about is Instagram. What's cool? Go to parties. They don't, we're saying all this stuff.
I don't know what kids you're talking about. My kids certainly don't.
Okay, boomer.
You don't know, Sam. You're here right now.
You guys are forgetting what it was like to be a teenager. I knew that all I wanted to do was play video games. Get on MySpace. That's
not even a teenager. I look at my son William, and all he wants to do is play video games.
Man, yeah, like just, all like, I wanted to do.
We're forgetting.
I was only thinking about,
like,
girls.
Well, if we give kids these opportunities, same, like, same, they're not going to take it anyways. The kids who do take the opportunity are going to take it.
It's one of those. Yeah, my personal opinion is university should be there. There are people that are going to go to university. There are people that aren't going to go to university. And it shouldn't be an onus that you all need to go to university.
Yeah.
Because that's not how the world works.
Yeah. All right. So before we wrap this podcast up, let's go around, since people are starting school again. Let's go around and give advice from each of us. Like, sorry, Diane.
Well, all right. So as people are going back to school, why don't we all give a personal piece of advice for students as to what we think they could do differently to make their life a little bit easier?
Well, I won't say it will be a piece of advice. It's my experience. Like, freedom and discipline are both very important things. We all wish we had more freedom when I was young. And also at times I feel maybe I should be more disciplined when I was young. So, of course, you should listen to your inner call. But to find the right balance of how not to misuse your freedom and not be stressed by your discipline, you have to make that call. But yeah, school life is very important. And if you can find the freedom and discipline, the balance, you can be very happy when you grow old.
In terms of what, like you were just saying, in terms of stress, I don't think you should stress out about it too much. One of the great things about education is if you don't get it right the first time, you can always go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Out of high school, I got really bad results and only got into the equivalent of community college. Mm. That's when I decided to pull my socks up and spent a year studying there. And I got good grades and then transferred to university.
Mm.
So just because you don't get it right the first time doesn't mean that it's game over. There are other options.
Yep.
Look at what options are available to you. And if there is a path that you want to achieve, check out how you can achieve that result and then just find a different way of getting there.
Mm. Go ahead, big.
I'd say what my mother told me, you know, thoughts determine what you want, actions determine what you get. If you think you want to be a YouTuber, you want to be a famous YouTuber.
Don't do it.
Don't think about, wait. This is what I'm going to say. I say, don't think about, I'm going to next week or next month, I'm going to have this content, I'm going to do it. No.
Get a camera right now.
Yeah. Whip it out, the camera, and just start recording.
Yeah.
And just give it a shot. And then see how easy or how hard it is, how frustrating it is. And then, that goes for anything that you decide to do.
Yeah.
Try to really put your feet in that water, you know, dip your finger in there. I keep using these innuendos and I don't mean to do it.
I know, dude. I keep…
I'm sorry, but it's like dip your finger. Isn't that the expression?
More than 20 seconds.
Yeah. Dip your toe.
Dip your tongue in it.
Toe.
Dip your toe in it.
You're an idiot.
Dip your toe in it.
You're a qualified idiot.
All right. I'll make
my
advice.
Did you get a bachelor's in idiocy?
I got a 4.0 in that.
I'll make my advice quick. School is important, but it's not everything. My advice for students is more than anything, you shouldn't be lazy in anything you do. So if you're not going to go the school route, make sure that you apply yourself to whatever career route you want to go. But school, that doesn't mean just blow off school. In my opinion, I've seen kids just do the bare minimum. Just get through it. Just do your homework. Do the bare minimum. Just do well enough so you can get through it. And then whatever you pursue after that, whether it be university, college, or just freelance work, just work your ass off on that. Just don't be lazy. And that's my advice.
Nice.
Sage advice from everyone. I want to thank Andreas and Lucky for joining us again on Nonsensible today. Of course, if you want to stay up to date on the show, check us out on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. You can also find us on YouTube at Dive Studios, or you can watch the full podcast on Dive Pods. Any last words?
Andreas, break a leg.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
He has a show to do right now.
Yeah, he's about to go to a show.
Any last words?
Yes, just stay tuned for more good content from these guys. Thank you for inviting us. It was a real pleasure.
Make sure to leave a review on our podcast too. Yeah. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Check us out on any platform. I love you guys.
It was fun, actually. This was my first podcast I've ever done in my life.
You didn't even know what a podcast was.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to know. And
he asked me in the elevator. He's like, cool. What is a podcast? I'm like…
I don't even know how to set the tone for
what
it.
What isn't a podcast?
Yeah. Well, what is this podcast?
It's a mix between radio and
something. It's a new experience. Yeah. Always ready to learn new things.
All right, if you want to know what a podcast is, look it up on Wikipedia. Thank you very much. We'll be back again next week.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.